This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. After a lengthy recess for the month of August, your House of Representatives was back in Washington this week with a very heavy workload and only 3 weeks before the end of the fiscal year. So what did we accomplish this week? Short answer, not much. Expecting to pass the Defense Appropriations Bill, which would have been a major step forward in the appropriations process, a few members of the Fringe Caucus figuratively took their ball and went home, leaving the governing majority short of the necessary votes to move the bill and take care of our men and women in uniform. Now, to be fair, the impasse really had nothing to do with defense. It had everything to do with an ongoing feud between these my way or the highway extremists and House leadership, which, to its credit, understands that there is this body called the Senate, and they get to vote on these matters. And there's also a guy in the White House that won't sign a bill accepting the demands of a body hell-bent on causing a government shutdown. The Senate has aggressively moved on their appropriations process, and this week took the first procedural steps to pass a three-title mini-omnibus at the levels agreed to in the debt ceiling negotiations. The House Freedom Caucus doesn't like the top-line number, and despite being one-half of one-third of the decision-making process, said no deal. The DOD bill became the mechanism used to voice their displeasure. That's really sad, given the fact that China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, and extremist organizations are watching this chaos and likely licking their chops. So in a week where the Congress could have and should have made progress on full-year appropriations ahead of an October 1 deadline, and with a lot of work to do on the Farm Bill, the FAA reauthorization, and a handful of other expiring programs, we literally wasted a crucial week. And when we return next week, unless there's some epiphany among the holdouts, we may face more of the same. My guess is that leadership will eventually turn up the heat, probably hold us in Washington until we do our job. Now that's a novel idea. And one other note of importance on the dynamics of this phenomenon. Remember back in January, Kevin McCarthy was elected Speaker of the House, but only after 15 rounds. I said at the time that he was elected because six members voted present, and it would continue to haunt him since those six members remain present. He knows that if he works with Democrats on picking up the necessary votes, he could very well lose his speakership on a motion to vacate. That said, the impasse is real, and the threat of a government shutdown at the end of September is more likely than not. Not a good place to be right now. Next week will be telling for sure. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.